Now I have forgotten many things belonging to that time, by having scarcely thought of them since, but I remember that the nights were very light, and many things seemed curious and unnatural. 12 months to the year, but night was like day, and never a star to be seen in the sky. And the people I met were strange, and of a different nature from those I had known before. Sometimes a single night was enough to make them blossom out from childhood into the full of their glory, ripe and fully grown. No witchery in this, only I had never seen the like before. No. In a white, roomy home down by the sea, I met with one who busied my thoughts for a little time. I do not always think of her now, not any more. No, I have forgotten her, but I think of all the other things, the cry of the seabirds, my hunting in the woods, my nights, and all the warm hours of that summer. After all, it was only by the merest accident I happened to meet her. Save for that, she would never have been in my thoughts for a day. From the hut where I lived, I could see a confusion of rocks and reefs and islets, and a little of the sea, and a bluish mountain peak or so. Behind the hut was the forest. A huge forest it was, and I was glad and grateful beyond measure for the scent of roots and leaves, the thick smell of the fir sap, that is like the smell of marrow. Only the forest could bring all things to calm within me. My mind was strong and at ease. Day after day I tramped over the wooded hills with Aesop at my side, and asked no more than leave to keep on going there day after day, though most of the ground was covered still with snow and soft slush. I had no company but Aesop. Now it is Cora, but at that time it was Aesop, my dog that I afterwards shot. Often in the evening, when I came back to the hut after being out shooting all day, I could feel that kindly, homely feeling trickling through me from head to foot, a pleasant little inward shivering. And I would talk to Aesop about it, saying how comfortable we were. "There, now we'll get a fire going and roast a bird on the hearth," I would say. "What do you say to that?" And when it was done and we had both fed, Aesop would slip away to his place behind the hearth, while I lit a pipe and lay down on the bench for a while, listening to the dead soughing of the trees. There was a slight breeze bearing down towards the hut, and I could hear quite clearly the clutter of a grouse far away on the ridge behind. Save for that, all was still. And many a time I fell asleep there as I lay, just as I was, fully dressed and all, and did not wake till the seabirds began calling. And then, looking out of the window, I could see the big white buildings of the trading station, the landing stage at Sirilun, the store where I used to get my bread. And I would lie there a while, wondering how I came to be there, in a hut on the fringe of a forest, away up in Norrland. Then Aesop, over by the hearth, would shake out his long, slender body, rattling his collar and yawning and wagging his tail. And I would jump up after those 3 or 4 hours of sleep, fully rested and full of joy in everything, everything. Many a night passed just that way. 2. Rain and storm. It's not such things that count. Many a time some little joy can come along on a rainy day and make a man turn off somewhere to be alone with his happiness, stand up somewhere and look out straight ahead, laughing quietly now and again and looking round. What is there to think of? One clear pane in a window, a ray of sunlight in the pane, the sight of a little brook, or maybe a blue strip of sky between the clouds. It needs no more than that. At other times, even quite unusual happenings cannot avail to lift a man from dullness and poverty of mind. One can sit in the middle of a ballroom and be cool, indifferent, unaffected by anything. Sorrow and joy are from within oneself. One day, I remember now, I had gone down to the coast. The rain came on suddenly, and I slipped into an open boathouse to sit down for a while. I was humming a little, but not for any joy or pleasure, only to pass the time. Aesop was with me. He sat up listening, and I stopped humming and listened as well. Voices outside, people coming nearer. A mere chance.